Do you struggle with feeling like you're working too hard and it's an unbalance? You're not really having that time for the family that you wanted. I feel for you. And this episode is going to be for you because I dive into that and how to reconcile when you procrastinate, when you're feeling unbalanced, when you're working too hard, all that stuff. Welcome to Her Balanced Hustle, a show helping ambitious female entrepreneurs build the systems needed to scale their business past six figures while maintaining a healthy work-life balance. These conversations will unveil topics you may have struggled with, like best hiring practices, action items you need to take to elevate your business to the next level, how to handle your business finances, but most of all, creating a business that doesn't sacrifice your life. I'm your host, Kiri. Join me each week to learn how to scale your own business. Welcome back to the show, everyone, Her Balanced Hustle. My name is Kiri Mohan, and I'm a woman entrepreneur. I'm a coach who helps freelancers build and revitalize their business. I kind of deconstruct it for them with my coaching programs and how we can get you on the path to making six figures and only working 25 hours a week or less. So it's the ultimate life of freedom. That is what I do. And I'm so glad you're here on the show. And as a reminder, if you go to corporate2contract.com, you go to the core program, which is a course, a self-paced course, you get $100 off just for being a podcast listener. So we use the code podcast. That information is in the show notes as well. So again, we're going back to the show. I just had an episode with this woman, Anhui Mba. It's really hard for me to say her last name. I had to say it like three times, and I feel like even then I messed up. But Anhui was super interesting. She talked a lot about procrastination and when you procrastinate in your business and the unbalance you might feel as an entrepreneur. And I wanted to dive into this because this show is called Her Balanced Hustle. And the reason why I picked that as a rebrand name, it used to be the $1 million Tipping Point podcast. I only interviewed women who were making seven figures or more. Well, when I analyzed the analytics and did an audit of my podcast, it seemed like the most popular episodes were ones where there was a strong focus on work-life balance and your personal life and being able to manage that while you're also an entrepreneur. So I changed the title to Her Balanced Hustle. Now, I struggled with that title for a little bit. For two reasons. One, hustle and hustle culture has kind of gone out of vogue, right? And I'm very aware of that, being in the sphere of marketing and what's working and what's not working. People seem to not want to be talking about hustle anymore. You can build a business on only 2 hours a day with no hustle. And I slightly disagree with that. I think no matter what, and I said this in my interview with Anhui, no matter what, you're going to have a little bit of hustle. And you need to realize that, and you need to understand that as a business owner and as someone who's building a business, there are going to be days where you're hustling a lot. Now, the reason balanced I struggle with that is exactly what this episode is going to be about, is that sometimes things are going to be unbalanced. And is there ever a perfect balance in your business between your personal life and your entrepreneurial life? The answer is rarely, right? There are some days where it feels really good and I'm coasting, but I will tell you those days are so much rarer than the days where I'm putting in a lot of energy into my business or energy into my personal life. It totally depends. So what we are talking a lot about is that you need to come to this acceptance that there's going to be an unbalance. And yes, we can always try to aim for that balance. And that's why we hire people like business coaches. That's why we have these good contracts with boundaries in place. And this is why we make sure our fees are reflecting our value, because all that will help bring a better balance. But you need to understand that a lot of it's going to be unbalanced. There are days when my children are very sick or I'm sick, and I do not spend enough time in my business. I probably might spend 2 to 3 weeks where I am just not, it's bare minimum going into my business, right? And I was never more reminded of that than in November 2022. Yes, November 2022, and I got pneumonia. And oh my goodness, that was so bad. It lasted 8 weeks. I had a horrible cough. I ended up like something happened with my muscle. I had to cancel podcast interviews. It was just barely functioning, my business. And I had to drag myself out of bed every day and try to find motivation. And in that instance, my business was not getting the attention it needed. My personal life wasn't even getting the attention it needed. It was only my health, right? But then there are days where I'm so on fire and my business is getting everything. And yes, I'm working in the mornings. Yes, sometimes I'm working in the evenings. Yes, I'm working during the day, during nap times, or even when, you know, the normal day, without a child. And that's just, even when I have the days my son is home, he's 2 right now, a toddler, we might be going for a walk, and all I'm thinking about is my business. So I'm not even completely present with my child. So that's, again, another example of being unbalanced. And you have to come to this acceptance. And I think as any ambitious woman knows, when you have your own business, there's something about it that lights you up. And don't feel guilty about that, okay? Don't feel guilty about the fact. And if you're struggling, if you're a mom and you're struggling with, I want more time for my business, but I also want time with my kid at home. Do I put my kid in daycare? Do I keep my kid home with me? What do I do? I feel for you. And there's a lot of other women who feel for you, because I think as society tells us, we should be 100,000% into our kids all the time. And that works for some women. And they want to be with their kids all their time. But then there's other women who really love their career and really love to work. And that is okay. Right. And then you're going to have that unbalance more probably, because you're going to feel like, oh, I want to be with my kids, but they're taking away from my business. I really want to work on my business. And it's all about acceptance, accepting these feelings that you have and understanding that there's going to be dips and ebbs and flows and high points and low points. And for instance, last week, beautiful week, I barely worked. I got to really take it easy. I was really present in the times I spent with my friends and my son. But then this week, it's back to back to back, and I'm stressed, and there's so much time that I have to put into my business. I feel like I don't have enough time for my marketing or anything else that I'm doing, right? And it's like, we tend to focus too much on one thing. We focus on one thing, and we think that's what it's got to be. It's got to be the business all at once, or, you know, the personal life all at once. And, you know, give yourself grace and go with that flow. And this was something that stuck with me with Anwia's interview. Just go with the flow. And if you feel like your business needs all that time, if you're launching something, if you're trying to get clients and bring in revenue and you're putting your all in it, that's okay. But just remember that when you get those clients or that launch is complete, to take that time that you're spending on that and then put it into your personal life. Because that's where you're going to find the balance. It might not be a daily balance of 50-50. It might be a balance of like 3 months here and then 3 months over there. And then you might have 6 weeks of relatively easy. And then you've got like 10 weeks of building up and launching something. And that's okay too. And you need to be aware of that. Go with the flow and accept it. And she said, it always kind of comes back to these three items. Is it fun? Will it give me more freedom? And will it give me more family time? And that's kind of what you need to go back to. And for a lot of women, our businesses are fun. At the core of it, we are having fun when we're building this business. And it gives us this addictive quality of fun and success. And we feel like we're really making a difference. And that is fun. So if that's fun, that's good. If it's becoming stressful and it's in your health, you're losing your health because of it, then that's not fun, right? Well, give me more freedom, right? Think about that too. Is what you're doing going to give you more freedom in the long run? And will it give you more family time in the long run? And so if all your things can say yes and point back to that, then it's okay that it's not balanced all the time. You do maybe need to work on it later on, getting that balance back. If you're spending, because sometimes it becomes a habit, right? And that's happened to me before, where I've worked so much, so hard all the time that once things level out, I forget how to step back. So that's something you also need to work with, maybe with a coach, a therapist. It doesn't matter. So even when procrastinating, remember to be intentional. And to realize that this balance is going to be an unbalance. It's never going to be 50-50 every day. It's more like going to go through seasons in your life. And as an entrepreneur, you need to remember that. So I hope this helped you. And maybe just, it's not so much an informative podcast, this episode. It's more like, it's okay. And I hear you and I feel you and I'm there too. And I remember it's okay. So if you want to know more about me, find me on LinkedIn, Kiri Mohan. That's where I'm most active. Instagram at the Kiri Mohan. Feel free to shoot me a note. Go to corporate2contract.com. Don't forget about CORE, my self-paced course that you can take, and you get $100 off if you use the code podcast. Looking forward to hearing from you. Let me know what you think by hitting me up LinkedIn, Instagram. I'm there for you.